Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Stay right there. The Shrink and Wrap Show starts right now.
I need a sign to let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere.
Angels, and that song is by Train. And we are calling all angels in helping us to recover in what was considered the most powerful storm on record to hit Florida's Big Bend, and went up to Georgia and the Carolinas. And our heart goes out to everyone. You're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show. My name is Tracy, and we're here today. Don't change the dial, because we're going to have a therapist on today that's going to talk about this horrible event that took place in Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. And she, Shrink number four, is going to be here to help us get through recovery psychologically. So Rowene's going to be on here in about 3 to 4 minutes. So don't change that dial if you need a little therapy. Just keep it on 106.1 TAN Talk Radio. You're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show. And again, my name is Tracy. And welcome my wraps. Everybody's safe here, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
that,
you.
That's really what's important. Ed, you're safe. Lola, safe. And but there is a lot going on. Mm-hmm. 1 week ago today, at 3 o'clock, what were y'all doing?
Preparing.
Yep. Yeah. And I was too. And of course, three of my family members were at Publix, including my 76-year-old mother. I'm like, y'all need to get in before 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. But I know at this time last week, we did not know what was coming our way. So anyway, we're going to be talking more about that. You're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here at TAN Talk Radio on 106.1 Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater. This is your community station. Please don't change that dial. What we are here is we use shrinks who are licensed therapists. I have about four of them, and today Shrink number four is going to be on. And we use songs like the one I just used by Train, Calling All Angels. We really want you to listen to the lyrics of the songs, because you matter. And guess what? You're definitely not alone. You might think you're alone in what's gone on over here, but you are not alone. So we're going to get through this, and Rowene will be with us in just a bit. Do y'all have any comments going forward right now about anything? Like,
You want to talk a little more about the hurricane
yeah,
situation?
Yeah.
Well, I can only say from working 22 years and a lot of weather events through the, you know, the law enforcement side, that, and as well as my husband, that we saw a lot of tremendously bad weather, especially in the city of Tampa. But I know, Chris, you'll agree with me, we've never seen anything like this. And they compared it to Katrina, and there's no comparison.
Yeah.
Yes, it's no comparison on the radar.
Well, and Janice, you guys have been here forever. We've all been here forever.
Yeah.
I'm a native from Tampa. For those of you that have not
been here,
this has never happened. I have friends who have mothers that have lived on the beach. There's never been this kind of flooding. But the one thing that I want to note is that our weathermen,
yes,
Dennis Phillips, Paul Delgado, are amazing.
Yeah.
They have been through, they've been here forever. And I don't know, did you guys watch the weather the whole time as it happened?
Was glued to it, just switching the channel back and forth.
Yeah.
Did you? I lost power, so I didn't get to watch.
Yeah.
But I watched outside, and that told the story.
Yeah.
It did.
Remember, I think what happened, because I tried to get in, and I'm not going to talk too much because I'm on a real tight time schedule today, but I think what happened is, the weathermen do their best, right?
Yes.
But human nature, I mean, when Hurricane Andrew came up, it was not even supposed to hit Florida many, many years ago. It was supposed to go up to the Carolinas, and it took a left turn.
Yeah.
And Florida Homestead was devastated. They were out without electricity for 3 weeks. And I learned then what hurricanes can do. So when there is a storm out in the Gulf, storm surge is definitely our fear. So if you're in the 727 area code or anywhere, come to Tampa. You know, there's places over there, but the storm surge, I think what happened, I remember watching Paul Delgado when he was reporting this, because we were in a 5 to 7 foot storm surge. We were in the yellow zone. Hernando was in the red zone. And I got a feeling the viewers looked at that and they thought, I bet they're exaggerating a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, and living here, I was like, you know, it's probably not going to be that bad, 5 to 7. But when that storm picked up speed and went to a 4, and I remember watching Paul Delgado, and I'd love to ask him this. I remember seeing him, the winds are 75 miles per hour, and I remember him in thought, because he had to think about what he was going to speak about to the viewers. And I'd like to ask him about that moment. But when we went to a Category 4, and the winds and the tide at 10 o'clock that night, the high tide in Clearwater was going to be at 11 p.m.
Yeah.
And I knew someone that was in the situation where the water had gone in through the front and the back. And I knew then what we were headed for. So anyway, our thoughts are out here for everyone. We are here for you. This is the Shrink and Wrap Show, talking to you live from Tan Talk Radio right here in Clearwater, Florida, your community station. We are here for you. We're going to have our shrink on. I do want everyone to know that this is a show. It's based on suggestions and opinions, but our goal is to help you because you matter. So stay tuned, because we're going to talk right now with our shrink number 4, Rowene. Is she on?
I am. Hello.
Hi, Rowene. How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Good.
I am very grateful for the fact that I did not have some of the disastrous things happen that my friends and neighbors have.
Yeah. It's devastating. It really is. You don't understand a flood. To me, it's like a tsunami. I mean, my description, would y'all agree, like a tsunami, like it felt like with all the water rising. But, you know, Rowene, I didn't play my Loosen Up song, but I'm going to play it in just a bit because it's the lyrics that I want people to listen to. But I want to get you on the phone. We have a lot of people out there that need a therapist right now. What is your, what can you advise people right now that might have a radio on to help them get through this because they feel defeated?
Yeah. I think one of the major things to hold on to and remember is that everything changes. This is a moment in time that eventually will come around, and you won't be in this devastated place forever.
Yeah.
And our minds often go straight to the negativity and straight to this is the horrible, and it's going to last forever.
Yeah.
And so to remind ourselves it doesn't last forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, it's difficult, and there will be an end to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe. Deep, square, controlled breathing helps us, helps our bodies and our minds to disconnect from the fear and from the devastation that has been caused by this weather that we have no control over. And that's another piece that creates our fear, is the fact that we don't have control over it, that it is uncertain. And so when that happens, the thing that we can do is remember that we have resources and abilities within ourselves to handle whatever is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And to get through it. We won't like it. It won't be easy necessarily. There will be grief involved. And we will still get through it. We still have the resources and the strength to do that.
I'm reading here, the mental health consequences of single disasters for most people include mild stress and insomnia, high-risk coping behaviors such as increased alcohol use, and mental disorders such as depression, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress. Those are normal if you get these. So how does someone maybe take a break? What would you advise? This is normal behavior if you start getting anxiety, right? What is your advice as a therapist for them, other than breathing, for them to do to avoid or to know they're in the middle of this?
Yes. If they want to drink, coconut water is amazingly helpful with the amount of electrolytes in it and how it can soothe our bodies and our nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
So drink lots of coconut water rather than maybe your favorite bourbon. It'll be better for a lot of coconut water and a little bit of bourbon.
Yeah, if they have. If they have.
That's what I was thinking.
I understand.
So stay hydrated. Because I get people in this country, we tend to disconnect our bodies from our brain, and they're not the least bit disconnected. They're very much interwoven and interconnected. So staying hydrated, keeping the electrolytes up. Gatorade can be another good way, but it also has lots of sugar in it. So you want to watch that if that's not good for you.
Yeah.
So the coconut water works well to keep us hydrated, keep us in places of connection. Because things like headaches can be caused from dehydration.
And stress.
Certainly an increase in our anxiety happens from dehydration.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know everyone gets all their water and gets ready for the hurricane, and that is absolutely necessary and beneficial. Just throw some coconut water on your emergency preparedness list, and now you can get to a store and get some, because your body needs those electrolytes to keep your brain balanced and keep you from going down the spiral of fear.
I think taking a break in between, because when you're cleaning up, and I was one of them, for 3 days, my family using a shop vac to pick up seaweed water out of a room. I look at that as a mild thing compared to some of these people that are on a one-story house that lost everything. I've got a friend, her grandparents, 40 years married, everything is gone, but they have each other. And then I think about the North Carolinas, but I want to stay on topic real here, for right now, but going back to you, because my ADD will take us all over, but it does say, and you and I will talk privately about that, but so take care of yourself and your loved ones. And some of the notes, can I add, says take care of yourself, reach out to your friends and family. If you have children, talk to them. Limit your consumption of news. We talked about on the way over, Trish.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I was listening, and people who were saying they're watching it 24/7, that is the worst thing you can do for yourself.
Well, then you're watching the news, and there's another one coming, and it's like, you don't have even space for it.
Right. And that's like, I'm with you, I really like Dennis Phillips in this area. and Paul Delgado in this area, but only check when the updates happen, because they only update 3 times a day, I think 4 times a day.
Yeah.
So only check at the updates. Don't leave it on all the time.
Yeah.
Because that just really ramps up your fear, your anxiety, and you're not knowing what to do.
And I'm going to say this for their behalf. Don't blame them if the storm takes a turn. They're doing their best out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they're doing an amazing job for a community.
Absolutely, they are.
Are you drinking your coconut water? I heard a sip. Are you drinking your coconut water?
I have a sip of coconut water.
That's good.
She's staying hydrated.
Good. I like it. We drink coconut water at home all the time.
That's good. I'm sorry. So, and it says to get enough good sleep, too, because you want to work through the night, but then you get burned out, right?
Right. You have got to set aside times. It's almost like your work from home day where you set your specific hours that you're going to work, and then you stop and rest and breathe. Cleaning up after these kinds of horrendous weather events is the same way. You need to give your body recovery time and take care so you can sleep and could be ready to approach it again the next day.
Yeah, my grandmother used to say it'll be there tomorrow.
And it will.
Exactly.
Except the stink. The thing is you've got to get the odor out from the salt water if it's on your bottom floor. And anything that you have, that's why you see piles, it ruins it, because that seaweed water is contaminated and it smells and gets in your drywalls. You got to take the stuff out of the drywall. I mean, it's a lot.
Yes.
It's a lot.
Yes. It is a whole lot.
Well, and I have here establish and maintain a routine, too. Establish and maintain a routine. And
yes, getting back to your routine. And I know we have many people who don't necessarily have friends or close family that they can keep in contact with. Mm. But even if you don't have those kinds of lifelines, there are various support phone calls you can make. But you can also, like, just get a really delicious piece of fruit and sit and savor it. And remember that there are good things in the world. There is not just this devastation that has occurred.
Yeah, and there's neighbors, too. We had a neighbor that brought, a pizza over, just neighborly stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I hate to say it, I said this about 9/11, too. It's these events that they're tragic, but to know that humanity, we're all, supporting one another, and it is good to see the people come in neighborly fashion.
And that's another way to get through the fear, is to really be grateful for all of the community that does come together, the strangers, the things that these devastating events bring out in the good in humanity.
Yeah.
To notice those and be grateful for them.
Yeah. So I definitely want to, there's a lot of people, and I've been seeing it, where they've been really, like, Trish and I were talking about the guy that took a surfboard over.
In Indian Rocks Beach.
Yeah, Indian Rocks Beach, and he was saving, the neighbors over there with his surfboard.
People were crying out for help, and he was going on his surfboard and saving them.
Yeah.
Which is commendable.
Yeah, it is. And I like to give note to people that are positive, instead of the negative news. And I'm going to try to find, because I think I got this guy's name, and I'd like to recognize him, too. Janice, stay with us, Rowena. I want to ask Janice, too, because it also says here, avoid making major life decisions. Janice, you were going to talk a little bit about scams. Can you and Rowena together kind of talk a little bit? Like, because when you don't want to, when you're vulnerable, you don't want someone to take advantage of your vulnerability in these situations. All so you have to be level-headed. So Janice, talk about the scams, and then Rowena, you two can, decide to help our listeners out there with this.
Well, basically, I think the scam side of it, you just have to be really careful, because there are, predators out there right now that are going to want to take advantage of in every single way, cybercrime up to criminals. They're going to want to come up. They're trying to go through your trash. They're trying to hack you. They're trying to do anything they can right now, and especially donations. You have to be really careful who you're donating to. I know that my donations, I'm positive if I donate to the Red Cross, is going to the Red Cross. But some of the other ones, you have to really check them out.
Yeah, and the cars. I mean, the flooding of the cars.
Yes.
You got to make sure that it's pretty much with the salt water. I heard where if it's 2 feet up, it's done.
Yeah, salt water will take out the vehicles.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful, too, because of your insurance. Folks calling now, they want to text you. They want to get a hold of you. They are trying to do anything they can, send you a link, you know, put your personal information into here. And the last thing we need is for people to be victimized on top of victimized.
Yeah.
You have a hurricane that's come in now. It's done all this that has just taken people's heart out of their chest and their lives. And now you have these predators, and that's what they are, cyber predators and regular predators that are going to come in, and they're going to try to go through your trash. They're going to try to go through everything, including your bank account if they can get there.
And they said, I heard too, not to make any decisions with your insurance. Like, make sure you confirm. Don't let them tell you that before you sign any contract.
Correct.
Confirm everything, right?
Yes, you need to confirm anything before, first off, you click on anything. Something comes to you, it looks suspicious. You know, you want to make sure you have a multi-factor authentication on everything that you're using, especially if you're using a bank account on a phone. And don't use Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is not secure.
You know, you just brought up rowing. Stay with us for a second. I have a question about that. Have you ever heard of the WhatsApp app?
Yes.
So can you communicate if cellular's down? Like, is that an emergency type app that you can communicate? Because my mom's best friend was in South Carolina. Her son had a helicopter go save her.
Yeah.
They couldn't get communication. On your phone, I definitely highly recommend a battery charger going forward in anything.
Yeah.
But the WhatsApp app, does that work? Like, would that work with this type of situation where there's no service?
So it's I believe it's actually the WhatsApp.
Yeah, WhatsApp.
And basically it's an app, so it's going to be driven by cellular. Now there are, just because we're horse people, we know they use Starlink, which is a satellite.
Yeah.
So Starlink has been working tremendously for a lot of people up in the mountains. I've read a tremendous amount about them being able to communicate via satellite. But cellular, they're actually having to move to different places to get cellular.
Yeah, because I think that's important to know.
So
and,
to answer your question, I don't think so. I think it's an app, and it's driven just like all the other apps.
Yeah.
I don't think it works without a... without cellular.
Yeah, it's something to do our homework on for sure. So, Rowene, thank you for that information.
Sure.
And speaking, don't leave us, Rowene, if you can hold on for just a few more minutes. I also, with all the animals, I have a great idea for the animals, because I think they should build, and I would start a board with this, a hurricane shelter for animals. I mean, you guys have horses. A lot of people stay behind, even if they added the humane societies or the vets, because I think we lose a lot of people because they will not leave their animals in storm surge.
Right.
Don't you think a hurricane shelter for animals would be really good?
I think that we actually have some great hurricane shelters. World Equestrian Center put up 3,000 horses.
Is that in Ocala?
Yes, it is. World Equestrian Center, big shout out to them. 3,000 horses that were allowed to come in there, and their families and everything. And then there were several other locations. One I want to talk about is the Biltmore in North Carolina.
Yeah.
They opened their huge equestrian center and let the horses come there. So a lot of good-hearted folks out there with big facilities that are letting them come in. So it's sort of like an animal shelter, because remember, you have there are other animals that come there too, not only their horses.
Right, and I appreciate that. That's good to know, but we need something locally here in the 727-813 for the storm surge at least. Mm-hmm. So just a thought, throwing it out there. And thank you for that, Janice.
That is a thought. Well, there is one place that does open up, the fairgrounds.
Oh, the fairgrounds?
Yes, absolutely.
No way.
Yes, ma'am. The fairgrounds opens up. I do want to say that because we had anticipated putting our horses there several years ago when we had a terrible hurricane coming through. They have cement stalls. We've had our horses there before when we showed, so fairgrounds, yes.
Well, they should add it for dogs, too. So, I you know, dogs and cats and birds.
Yeah.
I have someone we know, our guy that comes on for hair. He has, you know, all these birds.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that. And Rowene, one more thing. There's three stages to disaster response. Are you the denial, deliberation, and decisive moment?
Right.
Can you tell us a little bit about the stages?
Well, denial is a part of grieving, it's a part of weather, it's a part of our lives, because it's our earliest coping skill is to be in denial that something is going to happen.
Yeah.
And so the best thing we can do with the denial is breathe, watch the weather stations, and then as you see things happening, begin to do what you can to make yourself, your pets, and your house, and then finally your things safe.
Well,
did you have something to say about denial?
No. Go ahead. No, I'm sorry. It's so heavy. Like all this it's a lot. But go ahead.
Is.
Yeah,
it is a lot.
Everybody,
it is a lot. There are a lot of people who I have been encountering that have fared fairly well during this storm, but they feel so guilty about the others who have not. And that's another
piece to take care of yourself.
I was reading about, I'm sorry, Rowene, to interrupt you, but about survivor's guilt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Yes. And there has been some debilitating depression caused by some of these people, or caused in some of these people who have had survival guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't really help anyone or anything. When you feel guilty, go into action. Find out what you can do to donate, to support, to help your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Even, my neighbor came over and helped me take down my sails that were on the back of my porch as the weather was coming in.
Yeah.
So even those small things help us create community and the idea that things will change and be better for us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Tracy, can I say one thing real quick?
Mm-hmm. I know, Chris, your family lived through Andrew, and your mom and dad's house was wiped out.
Correct.
Right, and you said when you went down there that you literally could not recognize.
I got lost going to the house because all the signage trees were flat. So it was a place I used to live.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That was a Cat 5. This one was a Cat 4. But remember, this Cat 4 was 100 miles away from us.
Yeah.
So the outlook of this is, I guarantee you, if you have lived through this, you will be prepared the next time.
Yeah, you got to leave.
You have. On that note, the cats and dogs, all the hotels on the routes were accepting their pets for the rooms.
That's
That's right.
Because I think that holds people behind. It's hard. No one wants to leave their pet
I didn't
behind.
Know of any place that wasn't.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, too, that most shelters... Most shelters will take the cats and dogs, but you have to have the crate, and that's why you should always keep a crate in your garage or somewhere where you can get to it.
They'll take a soft crate, too, now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice to know. Well, I feel bad. I almost want to have another show. Rowene, any closing statements? I got about a minute, but any closing statements? I'm sorry. I'll give you a minute. I almost want to have a show tomorrow. I almost just feel like I feel so bad for everybody. This is all we can offer to you is... a licensed therapist, but what's your closing statement and also contact if anyone would like to talk more to you for if they need to talk to you?
Yeah, my closing statement is to use your self-talk to remind yourself this isn't going to last forever. The mind has the propensity to go towards the negativity and stay there, and that is the worst thing we can do for ourselves.
Yeah.
So use whatever you can to remind yourself, this is temporary, better days are coming, yeah, we'll get through it.
And we always say your book's unwritten, and this is not a great chapter, but there'll be another chapter after this. And I really, really appreciate you, Rowan. We appreciate everything you do for our show. You come on. Can you give our listeners your name and number, please? Again, Rowan,
yes,
and your phone number where you can be contacted.
Rowan Zoeller, and my number is 813-857-2401.
And thank you.
And leave a message, and I will get back with you within 24 hours. These days, I'm giving back sooner if I can, but I am seeing clients during this time, too.
Well, we know how popular you are, and I really appreciate you taking the time out to help our Shrink and Wrap listeners here at Tan Talk Radio. And if I have another show before next week, I might have to talk to Lola and add a show for therapy for everybody out there. She might let me do that. So thank you. I'd like to add another number here. It just says if you need to seek help, if you're distressed for several days or weeks, you can talk to a counselor like Rowan, a doctor, but you can also call the Disaster Distress Helpline. It is 1-800-985-5990. And if you want that, any of our numbers, you can always call Tan Talk Radio here at 727-441-3000. Ed will be here to answer your calls. Let's take a listen. I know everybody's familiar with Jimmy Buffett. Mm-hmm. Let's take a listen to one of his songs, and then we're going to go into our nonprofit segment. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show right here in Clearwater, Florida.
Squalls out on the Gulf Stream, big storms coming soon. I passed out in my hammock and got a slip to way past noon. Stood up and tried to focus, I hoped I wouldn't have to look far. I knew I could use a Bloody Mary, so I stumbled next door to the bar. And now I must confess, I could use some rest. I can't
So I have a feeling that Jimmy Buffett has experienced some of this. And by the way, I'm very sorry about your parents' home and what you went through with that. That's terrible. It really is. I want you to know that. So that was Jimmy Buffett. If you need a little bit of song therapy, maybe Jimmy Buffett can calm you. It's called Trying to Reason with Hurricane Season. Mm-hmm. And again, that's Jimmy Buffett, as I think he lived in the Keys.
And you didn't ask us if we knew who that was.
Well, that's the first time I've ever heard that song, doing my homework for the show.
I know his voice, though. I would have told you. That's Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
Right, Trish? That,
oh, yeah.
100%.
I love that. And one more thing. I do want to say this. There is a guy by the name, 30 seconds, because I'm going to run into my, I'm trying not to cut my sweet wraps off. But Ed, can you give me about 30 seconds of a guy named Ryan Montgomery, of his song? I want you guys to know, this guy, Ryan Montgomery, I'm focusing on people that are doing good. I've been following him a little bit. He's a country singer. Let's take a listen to him for a minute.
This is one of those real things, the kind of talking how you feel things. This is one of those knowing when you see it, can't believe it, chick girl, you know the deal things. There's a reason this bed's right where we wanna be. There's a reason girls like you go for boys like me. We go together like whiskey and smoke, red dirt on an old back road. We go together like love.
So, you know, I love love. I love love. I love love stories. I love love songs. So Ryan Montgomery, I've been following him, and what I've just started learning about this guy. That's just a teaser of Whiskey and Smoke. But he is from Florida, and he's got a release coming out on October 26th, and he's going to donate 100% of his proceeds for relief for this disaster here. So again, that's Ryan Montgomery. I want to focus on positive people, and I think the next show we're going to talk about the guy on the Surfer Show and anybody that we want to recognize that is doing some great things, because it's time to put positive into positive things.
So out there that are feeding people.
So thank you so much for that, Ed. And so Trish, we're going to go into nonprofit, and then we're going to have we've got a guest coming on as well, Al, with a big competition. So take us away.
Okay. Well, Saturday, October 5th, we have the 6th annual Wags and Whiskers Gala, supporting Friends of Strays. That's at the Coliseum in St. Pete. October 19th, we have Tampa Bay's most iconic Halloween party, presented by 13 Ugly Men at the Cuban Club in Ybor.
Oh, wow. It's already here again, huh?
It goes so fast. Saturday, November 9th, Party at the Plaza, featuring the band No Filter at the Mahaffey Theater, supporting educational arts programs. And November 22nd to 24th, we have the Arc of Tampa Bay, and they're celebrating Festival of Trees, which is a holiday experience with a lot of different activities.
Aww.
And they need volunteers, too. So if you're interested in that, contact them at thearcfoundation.org.
Thank you for that. Well, thank you. And you also have another one.
Oh, Bruce Rosen, our friend, who supports Paw Life Rescue Group, which is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue dedicated to saving the lives of pets that deserve a second chance.
Okay.
And they need donations, so they can take anything, money, blankets, beds, food, medicine, anything, and you can find them at pawliferescuegroup.org.
And that's so nice, and thank you, Bruce, for that. And also, Bird Sanctuary is in need of donations, bleach and paper towels and everything right here in Clearwater and Pinellas as well. So, okay, and now we've got an event coming up, and then we're going to switch it over to Devin, so we got about 5 minutes with Al.
Okay.
And tell us what we got going on.
Yeah, Al Rosen is having the 2024 Tri-Fitness World Challenge. Fear no obstacles and feel the power. Do we have Al on the line?
Is Al there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Al. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Thank you so much for coming on the Shrink and Wrap Show, and we're looking forward to hearing about this event. Trish judged it last year, so we want to know, first of all, if you don't know Al, he owned the Body Shop Gym, and many people worked out there back in the day, and we'll get to know more about him. But tell us more about this event, and let's take it away, Trish.
Go ahead, Al. Let's hear from you. We want to know how you got interested in fitness and what led to the creation of Tri-Fitness and how you stay motivated to do this same event every year.
Well, 27 years ago, this would be after 27th World Challenge, I came up with the idea. Like you said, I owned the Body Shop Gym back in the day. And back in the day, there weren't a lot of type of events for especially women to participate in. There might have been some marathon runs and bodybuilding shows, but nothing for the average woman to go ahead and do an event that was accomplishable yet challenging. So I came up with this obstacle course, and right now it's the world's oldest obstacle course, and it stays the same. Nothing has changed in the obstacle course for the 27 years, so we're able to keep records of times, and that way you have apples and apples and oranges. Oranges stays the same, and you come back here trying to improve better your time. And along with the obstacle course, we have other events called the True Grit Challenge, which back in 2013 we added the to the Tri-Fitness, which is a 230-yard True Grit full of obstacles, different obstacles, and then there's a fitness skills part of the event, which is box jump, 50 box jump time, can be beanbag shuttle run for 20 feet away time, and then bench pressing for women 60% of their body weight, and for men 80% of their body weight. Then there's an optional race and physique event with Trish judged last year, and there's a fitness routine event. Trish and Tracy will be both judging both physique and fitness routine this year. And it's going to be held at Jefferson High School on next Friday, a week from Friday, at 5:15. And excited to be the great thing between Bob and Front. But the following day at Penn High School, be the after course, two great and bench press. So, we're going to be, it's a challenge all over the country with this thing that originated in Tampa back in 97. And we had a big sign at the convention center, which had a bunch of 100 trade show booths, and it was a televised event. We went out to Clearwater Beach the following year, and after that, I took it to Las Vegas for the next 10 years. And then when the Gulf oil spill happened in St. Pete, along the Gulf Coast, the Tradewinds called me and offered their facility. And so we ran 6 events over there. And then we wound up at the Grand Hyatt. And this year, we're just running it at two different high schools. But over the years, we've been in Los Angeles and then Washington, D.C., and Miami, Orlando, etc. We put on this event over 70 times.
That's amazing. And again, you're listening to the Shrink and Wrap Show, and this is Al. We are going to be at the 2024 Tri-Fitness World Challenge, October the 11th. Trish and I will be there judging. Trish, do you have any more comments?
Yeah.
We can't wait, Al. I cannot wait. I'm seriously excited about this.
It's so fun. And I was there in Vegas. Yeah. Remember that, Al?
Wow, you went to Vegas. Wow, you're a real trooper.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Al, it's probably too late this year. You already have your athletes. Nobody could prepare for that now. But is there somewhere like that they can see what you do online? So maybe for next year, if they're interested, or can they come watch this year?
Yeah, we have $30. Weekend, but contact me over the website, phone number, and my email address. Contact me. We train locally in Tampa, but there's groups all over. There's groups in Alabama, in South Carolina. There's groups all over the country. And I actually train a lot of people myself throughout the country and help them form groups.
You know what, Al, I love the fact that, I love this, you have fear no obstacle and feel the power of accomplishment. And I think that goes true for everything that's going on, your competition, and what's going on outside of the competition. I really like that. Is this 2663 number the number they can contact you?
Yeah, 813-263-2779. As you mentioned, my own daughter was affected by the hurricane. She lives out on St. Pete Beach. Yeah. Her place was washed away. The rebuild, along with about 10 other competitors, and judges and helpers who will put their time, make some time for the event. One of the girls, she's competing, training for it. She lost the bottom floor of her home.
Yeah.
A couple of the judges come in. They lost their home.
That's so sad. It's so sad, Al. I'm so sorry. Were you breaking up a little bit? I feel really bad. But Ed, is it breaking up throughout the radio? It's a cell phone. Yeah, I think the connection.
Right.
Al, I feel bad, but we're running really low on time right now. But Al, we will be. We look forward to seeing you, Trish and I, on October 11th.
Let's give his phone number one more time.
Yeah. Can you have it there? Yes, it's area code 813-263-2779. 813-263-2779. Any phone numbers, again, you can reach the station here at 727-441-3000. Thank you, Al. We look forward to seeing you. I got to switch gears really quick, and we'll talk to you soon. Look forward to Friday night. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Al.
Okay, we're going to switch really quick because Renee and I had a discussion about time management today. But I could not. Thank you so much. We have Devin Pappas here. And Devin is here today, and she's going to be talking about raising relief. Stay tuned after my show. Her show is always right after mine. Together, it's all about community. It's 813-727 coming together. This lady works hard with all the nonprofits, and today she's coming on my show to talk about Raising Relief Foundation. Take it away, Devin.
Thank you, Tracy, and the rest of the ladies here. So my name is Devin Pappas, and I'm here today about the Raising Relief Foundation. Raising Relief Foundation right now is on a huge hurricane drive to help the survivors. So what we need is donations, and I have some drop-off locations.
Great.
Bel Air Market, Coastal Market 607, okay. Suzette's on the Rocks, Bel Air Coffee, the Drip Bar in Largo Mall,
yeah.
Carlson Wildwood Florist, and my home, 204 Live Oak Lane. And Raising Relief Foundation is an organization that is 100% run by volunteers. So every single dollar goes right back to the community. So let me tell you what we've been doing since the hurricane. Well, I only have a couple minutes, but what we've been doing is from the donation centers, and from we've been taking them in our cars and bringing them out to the neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people out there that can't even take the time to go to donation centers. Right. So we are boots to the ground. We are out there on the front line. We're loading up our cars. We're hitting Madeira Beach, Indian Rocks Beach, Reddington Beach, and we're just stopping in neighborhoods, and we're going house to house and unloading our cars and helping them with donations.
Wow. Yeah, that's so nice. Thank you. That is really nice.
Yeah. So if you want to donate, because I know we're going to be running out of funds, so the best thing to do is go to raisingrelieffoundation.org. And the reason why I say that is, again, all the proceeds go directly to buying the supplies for the survivors. But the needs are changing on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So what we need 4 days ago is not what we exactly need today. Because every time a little progression happens, the supply needs change.
Yeah.
So if you can do, the best thing to do is to either go to our donation sites, which of course is amazing. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can also drop off a check at any of the donation sites. And again, it's made out to Raising Relief or Foundation. Or you can just go on our website and donate money. And for all of you who have been doing that, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah.
Because, we're boots to the ground, 100% volunteers, and it's raisingrelieffoundation.org. And we are getting into the community and actually bringing the supplies to people that can't get out.
And it's people nice. Like you that are angels, like our train,
yeah,
like our train song, right?
Right?
So thank you so much. And thank you
for letting me have this opportunity.
Of course. And I feel bad. Renee always cut her off, and I would like to give more time. I'd like to have you back on, and we'll talk more about other events going
on. She always says that, Trish.
Yeah. No, I know. I always do. I've got a line waiting, but I'm hoping maybe Lola will give me an hour tomorrow. We should work tomorrow. Maybe we could work together tomorrow for an hour.
Nice.
On the radio, all of us.
That'd be fun.
So, anyway,
thank you so much.
Thank you. And again, if you want more information for the information that Devin just told you, just call the radio station here at Tan Talk Radio, 727, thank you so much, 441-3000, and talk to Ed. He's got all the information you've heard today. And I'd like to, now we're going to switch gears over to Renee, who's going to be our entertainment host for 3 minutes. Thank you, Renee. Hello.
Hello, guys.
How
hey,
are
first,
you?
I want to offer my condolences to everyone who has been affected by this horrific, catastrophic disaster.
Yeah.
And I wanted to add one thing to that. If you all live in Tampa, Florida, that you know how the water situation and washing and drying, there is a nonprofit for Hurricane Helene called the Laundry Project.
Hmm.
It's through current institutions. It's a 401k. A 429K nonprofit, and it's a free laundry for Tampa residents at Wash Zone at 5235 South Del Mabry Highway from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can look it up under the City of Tampa, and they're offering that, but you can look under the laundryproject.com,
mm-hmm.
and it'll tell you. It's just a local nonprofit.
Thank you.
I just wanted to give that little bit to you.
No,
but
I love that, Renee. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And so for concerts, let's go to the happy on a happy note.
Yeah, send it on a positive note. That's what we want.
Yeah. if there's anybody that can get out and sneak out this weekend, the concerts for the weekend of October 3rd to the 6th, tonight, Boys to Men at Seminole Hard Rock Cafe.
Ooh.
Friday, October 4th. We all know Morgan Wallen, Raymond James Stadium. That starts at 6 p.m. Ticketmaster.com if you need a ticket. October 4th at the Floridian Social Club, if you want a local, kind of a local thing, is 687 Central Avenue. Stevie Nicks Tribute Band is there.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday, October 5th, Annie Wilson and Jordan Rowe are launching their Rebel Tour at the Strauss Center, 7 to 10 p.m. Last but not least, October 15th, Saturday, Nicki Minaj brings her Pink Friday 2 World Tour at the Amalie Arena.
Nice.
Festivals.
Nice.
Tonight there's a festival. This Thursday, at first Thursday of the month, it's called Rock the Park at Curtis Six and Waterfront, downtown Tampa. Mm-hmm. Free admission. You might want to just escape, listen to some good music, and some great food trucks will be there, and all kinds of fun games. Saturday, October 4th, we got Bottomless Mimosas. It's a festival.
Cheers. <Festival. seen> that.
I'm going to sing it to you. It's a festival at Curtis Six and Waterfront as well. There's two sessions. 12 to 4 p.m., 6 to 10 p.m., and there'll be live R&B, and there's tickets left, and they start at $30, Eventbrite. And if there's any time, I'll let you know that Pasco Dade City presents a Screamageddon. It just launched their Fright Up for Your Life, located at 27839 Joe Road, Dade City, Florida, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. And if you just want more information on that, just go to screamageddon.com.
Okay.
I think we already have a Screamageddon going on in our city.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think Fright Life is going on now. I don't
right
think I want to add. Remember
yeah
what Rowan said?
What right. Rowan
keep it to
say
a minimum. Keep the negativity
yeah
out as much as you can.
Yeah.
But no,
okay,
but that when we get to Halloween, is, that'll be great. But we've got 30 seconds now, and then
okay
I got to close.
Go on. Rocktown Ferry just launched its service. So for people that don't have cars anymore and they're struggling to find a rental, they'll take you across the bay.
Oh, that's
so from
good
Tampa
to know
Convention Center to the Franklin, to St. Petersburg Street, they operate Wednesday through Sunday for hours of operation and pricing. You should probably go to the crossbayferry.com because they're kind of operating per needed.
Renee, I'm so glad you mentioned that. That is great, great.
Yes.
So thank you so much for that. We're down to 3 minutes. Thank you for
yep
all your information. Take a break, everybody. All our wraps out there, take a break. Don't let this defeat you. And my closing statement today is going to be, you know, everything's replaceable, right, ladies? And
that's right.
Ed, and everything's replaceable. But for those that are missing in the storm, things could always be worse. So just remember that the strongest hearts have the most scars. So let's take a listen to Celine Dion and know that your heart goes on. Have a great week.
Spaces between